The North Dakota House Education Committee is recommending the full House kill the bill, which would create two separate boards of higher education, one for the two research universities, the other governing the rest of the system. As it was introduced, it would have been a three-board system, one for UND, one for NDSU, and one for the other nine institutions. It was amended in committee, then the committee voted for a do-not-pass. The committee's chairman, Grand Forks Republican Representative Mark Owens, says the bill may have been premature because there has to be a change in the state's constitution. That constitutional resolution was still being drafted when the committee took its action.
Prudence suggests that maybe, perhaps, you get a concurrent resolution on the ballot first and you make sure the people vote for it. Because keep in mind, if the people vote for it November 2020, it'll go into effect 1 December of 2020. And then in 21, the legislature meets, and then they can take this up.
Owen says committee members had also some problems with some of the proposed changes on who can be a member of one of the boards. He also said there's been talk of making changes to the existing board, expanding its membership, and going to longer terms.
Earlier, it was people from out of state could be on the board, but they had to have a connection to the university. That was taken out. Now you didn't even have to have a connection to North Dakota or the university. You could just be anybody and be on the board.
The main sponsor of the bill, Fargo Republican Representative Shannon Roars Jones, was having language for the constitutional amendment drafted. At this point, she says she doesn't know what the strategy is going to be going forward to making the change. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.